I'm actually going to be the next presenter on the panel today, and I'm going to change the direction up just a little bit, and I'm going to talk about some survey work my colleague Dr. Sean Conley and I did this past summer, conducted this past summer. I mentioned at the very start of the symposium that I don't consider myself an expert on all of these things. I'm a little bit like David mentioned, I have a lot of different things out there. I'm much less organized than what I've heard my former presenters give. And so I'm not going to talk about the way I use Facebook and Twitter and my blog and that sort of thing, but both my co-author, Sean, and I have blogs and we do some of that stuff. The other reason I didn't want to talk about Twitter is because my other colleague, Nave, threatened to slit his wrist last year, I think, if he heard me talk about Twitter anymore or something like that. I couldn't remember. So I think we're bringing him around, though. But so what I'm going to talk about is a survey we did titled Computers, Smartphones, and New Media Use by Illinois and Wisconsin Soybean Growers. What we did is we conducted two surveys. One was a direct mail survey, and then through the direct mail survey, as well as some other advertising, we tried to also conduct an online survey at the same time. And the online survey was a little bit more in detail, and I'll discuss it a little bit later. The direct mail survey, we used the mailing list for our Illinois and Wisconsin soybean associations. We sent these postcard-sized surveys, and I'll show them in a minute, 47,000 of them to Illinois farmers that raise at least 50 acres of soybean or members of the association, and 10,000 growers in Wisconsin. So 57,000 direct mail surveys in total. We mailed them just after the 4th of July holiday, thinking that was about the best time for our growers to receive information like this in a mail. And we gave it a deadline of August 2nd because we wanted a short turnaround. We wanted to see that they didn't have a lot of time and hopefully fill it out and submit it quickly. It was, of course, postage paid for the return. This just shows you what the front of the card looked like. We had a graphic artist help us out with this. This, what you see there, is just one side, and it was actually 4 inches. It was a 4 by 6 inch card. We each had, addressed by either myself or Sean for Wisconsin, a very small letter or note about what we were trying to do. It pointed them to the survey or online survey, SurveyMonkey, and asked them, hey, if you don't want to fill this out, please go online and fill our survey out there. This, again, was only a 4-inch by 6-inch card, and this is all we asked on the direct mail survey. Basically, what I want to point out as I talk through the rest of the survey is we identify farm size by strictly number of soybean acres for growers. So for most of our growers that probably fill these out in Illinois and Wisconsin, you can probably double the number of acres for actual farm size, as most of them are in rotation with corn. Some of our growers probably more than that, some less. We also pieced this out between growers and agronomic consultants, which were a little larger categories. For today's talk, I'm only going to talk about responses from growers. The other thing I want to point out, when we get to some tables and graphs later, we used the Likert scale system that when we asked about or asked them to rate the importance of the methods in which they receive information, and then also different sources that they receive information. And so 1 is very important and 5 is not important. And I know, at least for myself, when I see the lower numbers, I think it's worse. So just keep that in mind as we go through. I'm gonna show just a large table here. I only have about 20 tables that are gonna be this large. Across the top, we broke it down to farm size, if you will, and down the side here, we have the technologies used by growers. This is for just the direct mail survey. You'll see across the two states, we had 1,500 completed responses just for growers. The total number was a little bit larger than that. The two states are pooled together in this table, but the percentage of return was about the same for both Illinois and Iowa. We had about a 3% return rate, which isn't as good as some other agriculture surveys that have been done, but it is pretty typical, I think, of a lot of major mass media surveys you can find out there in the literature. Again, don't get overwhelmed by the numbers. I thought I would go through this and break it down. I won't talk too much about television, radio, and fax machines. Television radio was greater than 80% for all of our people. Fax machine was significant by farm size, and all farms over 2,000 acres of soybean, or not all, 90% of the farms over 2,000 acres of soybean were using fax machines. Don't want to belabor that point. We want to talk mostly about cell phones, and then cell phone with internet. We see that 95, basically as soon as we get to growers greater than 500 acres, we're at 94% or higher in cell phone use. So most all the growers responded they're using cell phones. And then we see a significant increase in these growers in their use of cell phones with internet, or smartphones as we would call them. So we approach near 50% of the growers with greater than 2,000 acres having phones that have internet. The computer use was also significant for farm size. Again, we start out with about 65% of our growers with less than 500 acres using computers, again, rising to 90 or above for these growers with 1,500 acres or better. The internet use is kind of interesting. It's not surprising, I guess. Dial-up internet, high-speed internet is always inversely correlated, if you will, where we see the higher users of the dial-up internet are the smaller growers, and then that goes down to about nothing. And then the lower users of high-speed internet being smaller growers, and again, reaching in the 80s and 85% for our largest growers in this in the survey. Email was highly, closely tracked, highly correlated to high-speed internet use, both in this table and the next tables that I will show you. Very similar percentages in all categories throughout. iPods were kind of interesting. iPods were probably, it was the lowest adopted method or technology in our survey. And then we also asked about yield monitors and GPS guidance. I'm not gonna have time to get into it today, but we have, was able to tease out some really interesting numbers in between the correlation of the growers that are using GPS guidance and yield monitors in relation to some of the other technologies. And again, it's a little like David commented earlier, a lot of these growers with the GPS guidance technologies are the ones that are playing with smartphones in their tractors, and we're able to pull that out just a little bit. I'm going to continue on with the direct mail survey and just talk about how they feel about the different methods of communication, if you will. So we asked them about regional state-based meetings, personal one-on-one communication, print material, and web internet. And this is kind of interesting here. In the smallest category of growers, they value print internet or print material much greater than they do internet material. As we move to the largest growers, it was equal for all of these sources, and we can see that the web internet material was much more important as grower size increased. When we look at communication sources, this is pretty interesting too. The seed and crop input dealers, and I commented on this yesterday, in all groups were valued as the most important source of information. Now, University Extension fell a very close second to that in conjunction with their personal crop scout. So those were just a little bit behind the seed and input dealers. But the silver lining to that is University Extension always rated quite a bit better than the newspapers, local radio stations, and trade magazines. And we know that most of that information comes from University Extension, or at least a lot of it. So that's good information. So I'll get into how this compares with some of the online participants. So for the online, I already showed you, we asked them to go to SurveyMonkey through the direct mail survey. And then in addition to that, we advertised the survey on our online newsletters, both the bulletin, which we do out of Illinois, and the Wisconsin Crop Manager, as well as the production blog that I run, and then the soy report that Dr. Conley and Paul Isker do at the University of Wisconsin. We also did a press release with this and some local radio station interviews that went out to a network of 15 or 18 local farm radios. So I'll just show you, this was kind of the response rate. We had over 205 responses, internet responses in total. So it was a lot less than I actually anticipated, despite the fact that we advertised with 57,000 mailers and all of these other mechanisms, if you will. Here's the breakdown of how these respondents classified themselves that did respond. And this actually kind of surprised me that growers clearly outnumbered all of the other types of categories that we asked to take this survey. So most of the data I'm going to show is from growers. Most of them are also from the smaller category growers in the 1 to 500 acre category, but we did have representation from all these categories. I don't know if we had our groups too large in here or not, but we have equal representation across. So here's a table set up much like the direct mail survey table was, but this is for the online survey. Again, this is 205 responses pulled together. The thing I want to point out by chi-square analyses, there are a lot less significant relationships for farm size, but I went ahead and shown it that way for right now, and I'll put the numbers on here. Again, I think a lot of these relationships were very similar to the direct mail survey for a lot of the common methods, but the adoption of some of the other things like cell phone and then cell phone for internet was much higher, almost complete cell phone use. No difference across farm size for cell phone use with internet at almost a third of the growers having smartphones. Computer use was 100%, which was kind of glad it turned out that way since they were answering this online. Internet use, again, you'll find out that the people taking the online survey, almost none of them were doing it from a dial-up internet, but some of these smaller growers were. And again, email use almost tracks high-speed internet use perfectly. If they have high-speed internet, they have email. iPod use is, again, pretty low, but across the groups at 16% of the groups. Now, I didn't include it in these data here or in this presentation, but we also asked about using podcasts, which I don't believe I show, and the use of podcast is much higher than the use of iPods. So they're using podcasts online or on their computer, but not necessarily downloading them on podcast. Again, about equal adoption of yield monitors and GPS guidance. So I'll move to how the online respondents rated. These graphics are a little bit messier, but I think it tells a story. We have the ratings over here on the side. Again, the lower numbers are more important, so it's the groups down here that are most important. University Extension and, again, seed input dealers are pretty much the same as being very important, and University Extension probably has a little bit lower mean as being one of the most important sources for information. You can, again, see newspapers, radio, and trade magazines not being near as important as the other categories that they communicate with on a more regular basis. In terms of methods for receiving information, again, we asked about regional state meetings, personal one-on-one, print, and then web internet. And I guess it's probably no surprise the farmers answering this survey on the internet felt information from the web internet was the most important source for them to receive this information. So that while they were in the online format, we were able to ask a few more questions than obviously the postcard survey. So we also asked whether they used or had in the past used web videos, webcast, or web conferencing. Over, I think, about 65% of all the respondents have participated in webinars. And so we also asked them to rate the effectiveness of extension teaching techniques where we could then ask them about using webinars and that sort of thing. They still valued newsletter articles, summer field days, and winter field days at all about equally a little more important than webinars, and then they had the least preference for any kind of telephone conferencing. We asked them how much they use their computer. This one surprised me a little bit. I went all the way down to categories as to less than once a month, and you can see a significant percentage of all the people in this survey are using computers greater than, daily, but less than 2 hours a day, or between 2 and 6 hours a day would encompass most of the time spent on a computer for these people. Do you access any previously, missed a slide there. Here it is. This is mistitled. This actually asks which social media networks they use. We ask them about social media. Most of them do not, but you could see it was about 30% of them use Facebook. Next to that was Twitter, some on LinkedIn. There were a few others out there, and not much likeness for MySpace. This one here actually is the question, do you access any of those social networks from your phone? We have about 15 to 18 that admitted. It was still interesting, and it's still a lot of the smaller growers on a percentage basis are accessing probably Facebook via their phone. Do you receive other information from your smartphone? This one's interesting to me. They most like to receive market reports on their phone. Second to that is weather, and third to that is email. And I imagine a lot of us, from a professional standpoint, all started getting email before some of those other things. So in summary of conclusion, our growers at least, soybean growers in Illinois and Wisconsin, 85% or greater are using cell phones, and somewhere between 11 and 50% are using cell phones with internet or smartphones. And these two numbers represent the direct mail survey respondents versus online survey respondents. 70 to 100% are using computers of all these growers that answered, and 57 to 100% are using high-speed internet. And I still hear people say, well, growers don't have access to high-speed internet, but I think that's largely getting overcome. Social media use is still overall low, but they are adopting. Some of these growers are adopting, and I can talk about a lot of growers that follow me. They still most value information from crop input dealers as a large whole, but extension is a strong second, basically, as their source. So we're certainly important, and we need to be there. And it's interesting, they all still value print material, but as farm size increases, they value the web internet information much more. So I think they want to get information from the internet, but they also want to get information from the internet from extension, at least the way I interpret the numbers. So with that, in true fashion, I don't believe I left myself any time to answer questions. So